Timmons, almost 2 years ago I wrote a column entitled, Mully Makes a Case for the Mac. The subtitle stated, I'm merely throwing an idea out there hoping for creative discussion, and that really happened. The reader response was overwhelming and a number of you suggested I take up the job of trying to get the Mac designated as an official historical site. Well, the next day after the column appeared, editor Major Hoggett received an email from Nicola Alexander from the City of Timmins Municipal Heritage Committee asking for my contact information so she could give me the breakdown of how to make an application for a historical designation. I quickly called Nicola to speak to her and set up a meeting. And the ball, or puck, curling stone, whatever, was rolling. After a year or so of research, I learned that the Schumacher Historical Society was inquiring about making the same application. So I was in touch with the group and we agreed to team up for the application. After an initial meeting to get things in order, things quickly started to take shape in May, and as Major so thoroughly conveyed in Monday's article, that application is now before council at tonight's meeting seeking its endorsement. That, along with a one-month period to allow for objection, are the final hurdles in what many people have seen for many years as something that needed to happen. So we aren't celebrating just yet. Smiling, yes. You can read in Monday's Timmins Today article and the links provided just why we felt this was so important. See? The Mac could be the next addition to Timmins Heritage List, so I look forward to the day soon when I can introduce you to the awesome members of the Schumacher Historical Society in my column. A huge thank you to Nicola for starting me, on what has been, so far, an exciting journey. The Timmins Majors U15s completed a three-game swing that took them from Oakville to Niagara as part of an interlocking exhibition schedule with their southern counterparts. Having just returned from a tournament, the young squad was quickly back on the road and accorded themselves well. The addition of the interlocking schedule is an exciting and developmental opportunity for not just the Majors, but the other Northern U15 AAA clubs. This past weekend, the annual Porcupine Icebreaker Tournament was another resounding success as usual, with a myriad of teams from Temiscaming Shores, Chaplot, Kapuskasing, Hearst, Manitoulin, Porcupine Minor Hockey Association, Schumacher, Iroquois Falls, Cochrane, North Bay, East and West Nipissing, Smooth Rock Falls, Kirkland Lake, Rouen and La Sarre. The tournament featured U11 to U18 clubs that provided exciting hockey for a packed arena. Tournament organizers had numerous draw packages for kids and adults alike. The U18 division saw the Porcupine Gold Kings take an exciting 4-4 OT win in the semis before dropping a 2-0 championship loss to Rouen Noranda. As is always the case, it was a first-class event where everyone had a blast. The recent OFSAA Boys Golf Championship organizers forwarded me the final official standings for the event. O'Gorman High finished 17th overall. École Secondaire Catholique Terrio finished 19th, while THNVS finished in 12th. Full individual results can be found on the Smart Golf online website. Well, I wanted a Yankees-Dodgers World Series, man has this been a letdown so far. Unless you're a Dodgers fan or a Yankee hater. I know it's not over, but the Yankees don't look like they are catching a wave too soon. Hope I'm wrong, later skater. Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.